Track 5, Changing Sentences. On the last track, we discussed three examples in which changing words when speaking can increase self-awareness. These three instances were changing it to I, changing can't to won't, and changing have to choose to. On this track, we will discuss three gestalt-type changes therapists and clients can make to their sentences to enhance self-awareness. These three changes are changing passive voice to active voice, changing questions to statements, and asking how and what instead of why. The first change therapists and clients can make to their sentences to enhance self-awareness is to change the passive voice to the active voice. As you have probably experienced, one of the primary processes clients use to avoid taking responsibility for their behavior is to use the passive voice. For some clients, speaking as if they are reacting to life rather than active in life is both a cause and an effect of their view of themselves. Remember Anita from track 3? In a recent session, Anita stated, "My husband got really angry last night because dinner didn't get ready on time." Notice how Anita said, "dinner didn't get ready on time," rather than, "I didn't get dinner ready on time." To draw Anita's attention to her use of the passive voice, I asked her to try the happen to me technique. The following 5 steps are outlined in the back of your manual. 1. To begin the happen to me technique, I asked Anita to make a list of all her activities through the day up until our session. Next, I asked Anita to rewrite all of her statements using the passive voice. I was gotten out of bed. My face was washed. Breakfast was fed to me. And so on. 3. I stated, cast away all the volition and will in your behavior. Imagine yourself in a completely predetermined day in which all your behaviors and actions are set for you. Reflect on how this makes you feel. 4. Next, I asked Anita to reverse this process by replacing all of the passive verbs in her statements with active ones. I stated, you may have to exaggerate some of your activities to use the active tense. Assume you have complete control over what you do. I got out of bed. I washed my face. I ate breakfast. 5. Finally, I stated, reflect on how using the active tense makes you feel. Now consider how much responsibility you are willing to take. Would using the happen to me technique help your Anita increase his or her awareness of the use of the passive words? A second change clients can make to their sentences to enhance self-awareness is to change questions to statements. As you have experienced, clients may use pseudo-questions that are actually declarations. For example, a client who asks, "Don't you think it's stuffy in here?" is likely to mean, "It's too stuffy in here for me," or, "I would like the window opened." Anita frequently used pseudo-questions in our sessions. On one occasion, when we were discussing how Anita and her husband divided the care of the new baby, Anita asked, "Don't you think it would be fair if Mark got up for half of the night feedings?" I stated to Anita, "You may have given your own answer just now. Try changing that question into a statement, and let's see what you have to say." Anita then stated, "I think it would be fair if Mark got up for half the night feedings. I don't think I should have to do it all myself." In addition to changing from the passive tense to the active tense and changing questions to statements, a third change a therapist can make to his or her sentences to enhance self-awareness is to ask how and what instead of why. Clearly, self-understanding converted into change is an important goal in therapy. However, I, like you, have found that asking why questions about a client's behavior poses 4 difficulties. First, in my experience, asking why questions implies causality, and may detour the course of therapy into seeking a prime cause that will unlock the basis of a client's behavior. Second, why questions tend to lead to because-type answers. Because-type answers place responsibility on an unknown or external locus of control. Clearly, because answers may also indicate process such as justification or rationalization. In addition to implying causality and leading to because answers, a third problem posed by asking why questions is that why questions may encourage the client to enter a finding things out stance. I have found that this cognitive problem-solving stance rarely enhances the experience and understanding of emotions in the now. Fourth, why questions may be perceived as accusatory by some clients, leading to defensiveness. As you recall on track 3, we discussed Anita's need for a friend she could talk to. Anita stated, "I know I should call one of the other mothers from daycare to see if they'd like to do something, but every time I sit down and pick up the phone, I just flake on it." Rather than asking Anita why she was unable to make the calls, I stated, "How do you stop yourself from making these calls?" As you can see, this statement acknowledges a problematic behavior and focuses on facilitating Anita's awareness of the content and structure of the process of stopping herself from reaching out to other mothers. This statement shows respect for Anita's ability to become aware of her own motivations. Of course, by examining the how and what of Anita's behavior, we also uncover the why of the behavior by examining Anita's experience of being unable to make phone calls to other mothers. Would sessions with your Anita be enhanced by focusing on asking how and what questions rather than why questions? On this track, we have discussed 3 changes that can be made in sentences to enhance client self-awareness. These 3 changes are changing passive voice to active voice, changing questions to statements, and asking how and what instead of why. On the next track, we will discuss 4 ways in which therapists can respond to a client's nonverbal behavior during Gestalt therapy. These 4 ways of responding are indicating how the client's nonverbal behavior is congruent with what is being said, responding to discrepancies between verbal and nonverbal behavior, pointing out nonverbal behavior when the client is not speaking, and distracting or interrupting the client. Question 5. What are 4 difficulties posed by asking why questions?